Hello, darlings, and happy Friday. I know I don't normally record any kind of conversational audio on Fridays, but... It's raining outside. I'm in a little comfortable gown. And it's just so... lazy and comfortable and soothing. I have a kitty in my lap. Or laying on my belly now. It's just so nice. For some reason, I felt the desire to connect with you. To say hello. Oh, I have so much work to do today. But I think I'll laze just a little longer. See if I can get a little bit more sleep. The file this week is going to be for foot fetishes, as that was the kink of the month. Let's see what else. I also recorded chapter one of the book that we'll be reading. The chapters are a lot smaller than the original book I had planned, so about that. So I had originally said that we were going to do the Claiming of Sleeping Beauty. Oh, excuse me, yawn. And then I changed it to The Marketplace by Laura Antonow. And I did record the majority of that first chapter and the introduction for that book. But ultimately, I'm just not feeling it. It's a little too harsh for my desire currently. So I decided that we would read a book that I've read about two-thirds of, but didn't get to finish. As I ended up moving, I think is what interrupted me. But in any case, it's a book that I had started reading that I really think is written beautifully and honestly. And, has a lot of heart. So, and it seems like you guys don't really have a preference in what we read. It seems like you are mostly wanting me to read something that I like. So, with all of that in mind, our first book is The Reluctant Dom by Timber Dalton. The first chapter is about 15 minutes long, so it's nice and kind of portable. But trigger warning, the story is about a dominant who is best friends with, well, his best friend is a guy, and he's been with this girl, Leah. The main character has been with this girl, Leah. For, I don't know, a year or two maybe. No, 20 years. I think they've been together 20 years. Anyway, the main character finds out that he's dying of cancer. Pancreatic cancer, and he has about a year to live. And he and his girl have been in a BDSM 24/7 DS relationship. And he wants to make sure that his girl is going to be okay when he passes. Because BDSM, or their dynamic, saved her from her rocky past. So, to that effort, he tells his friend that he's just learned that he has cancer. And he wants his friend to learn how to take care of his girl so that she is safe and cared for and isn't out recklessly looking for a new relationship where she's quite likely to get hurt if she doesn't, well, end things herself in her grief. So, the book isn't necessarily for the faint of heart, but it is very sweet and loving, and as someone who's been in the BDSM community in real life, I just thought it had, well, while being fantasy, I just thought it had some realism to it. Anyway, technically it's listed as a ménage à trois book, but I think it's a lot deeper than that. Anyway, it may not be for some of you, and that's okay. If you have book recommendations, suggestions, or genre interests, I would like them to be erotic in content. But yeah, if you have recommendations or things that you want, let me know. Anyway, I was mostly just wanting to connect with you, to ramble, and to just lazily delight in the rain outside, the comfort of being stretched out on the couch, in a gown that's comfortable and soft and flowing. The teal looks so pretty against my skin. All that's missing. All that's missing is someone rubbing my feet with lotion. And sipping on the perfect sweet and creamy cup of tea. But, yeah. I guess the foot rub goes well with the foot fetish file for today. I'm so lazy, though, that the file may not come out until Saturday. But we'll see. I'm sure I'll get a push of energy in a bit, but right now I'm just hedonistically enjoying the sounds, the feel against my skin. Even the rise and fall of my breathing is nice. I guess this is kind of what they mean when they say stop and smell the roses. Do you ever take time to just be? To listen to the noises around you? To delight in the little things? Maybe it's the taste of something upon your tongue. The silken way something creamy trickles down your throat. You know, truthfully, two of my biggest hedonistic delights lately have been having the window open just a tiny little crack. Just enough to let that cool winter air in. To chill my skin ever so slightly. To chill my pillows. Is there a better feeling than cool pillows? And cool water. That's become quite nearly a fetish. I have a 24-ounce, like, tumbler cup made by Mana, Armana, M-A-N-N-A, I think. And I filter my water with a Brita filter, Maybe it's a peer filter, I'm not sure, but in any case, the water filter stays in the refrigerator. And when I fill up my cup, it stays cold for hours. And in the middle of the night, or when I'm recording or doing something, I'll reach over and take a sip. And the way the coolness refreshes my mouth, the feel of that cool, filtered water trickling down my throat. Oh, it's such a pleasure that I don't think is given the credit it should be given. I don't know. I've recently really gotten into cold drinks. Even the sodas that I occasionally drink, I've started putting in the refrigerator. And one other silly thing. It's so silly. But I had a bit of nostalgia this week when I went to the grocery store. And for some reason, I just had to have some Capri Suns. I remembered them from being a child and was just, I don't know, really wanting to revisit that. And I have to say, they've been quite enjoyable. Do you ever do that? Do you ever go back and revisit something that you had as a child? It's amazing how sometimes it can be such a refreshing delight, and then other times it can be absolutely heartbreaking. I remember revisiting some shows that I used to watch when I was little. Some of them are just so terrible. So incredibly terrible. They just did not age well. But that's okay. That's okay. Life is just not that serious. It's really not. We're only here for a short time, and then soon we'll all be forgotten. It's really not as deep as we tend to make it. It's really not. Life is meant to be a fun adventure. And maybe you believe that adventure continues when you die, and maybe you don't. But it doesn't really matter, right? Life is meant to be explored. It seems like we had so much more wisdom when we were in kindergarten than we do now as adults. When we were in kindergarten, we would play and make friends without thinking about it too deeply. It was so easy to love, to explore, to be silly, to dance with our whole heart without worry of judgment, without self-judgment. I don't know about you, but I long to return to those days. I'm working on it. But anyway, I suppose I've rambled long enough. But happy Friday, sweetheart. I hope you delight in something that makes your heart sing or that relaxes you. That fills you up with joy, peace, comfort, laughter. Take time for you, sweetheart. You're precious. And remember that you can't serve anyone else properly unless you've filled your cup. So, fill your cup for me, darling. And speaking of filling cups, I do hope you're getting enough water. Also, one last thing. As I adjust. Oof, on the couch. Anyway, one last thing. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm exploring over on TikTok. It's quite a challenge for me. Trying to straddle the line between erotic without getting a community violation. I've already received one for using the word mommy. But anyway, if you have any comments or ideas about my little TikTok adventure, let me know. I was hoping to find more followers, more friends, and just have some fun. As a heads up, TikTok only features my voice. Sorry to disappoint, darling. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend. I hope you can get some rest and some fun. Bye, babies.